T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Max, 2 weeks from today, we have baseball on the radio, our one and only exhibition game in Chicago against the White Sox.
Yeah, they get a one-game spring training game, so to speak. They play the White Sox, and they stay there and play the White Sox that weekend, and that's good. They're going to get pretty soon here. And I think this is a good thing. I think that Major League Baseball has probably done this right, although, we won't know until the season starts. But that is, these guys came in really good shape. You go out to the practices, you watch them, you watch the way they throw, the way they hit, all those things. These guys were, they were getting after it the last few months during their own kind of quarantine, or whatever you want to call it, depending on who the person was. The arms are live, all those things. So now, given the amount of time that they have, pretty soon, by about next week at this time, they're going to be sick and tired of target field and practices. And that's a good thing, because they're going to feel like it's, we're ready to play a game now, et cetera. And I think they are, because it's different this time. And now Rocco Baldelli's challenge is going to be, as they move on, especially in this oppressive heat, the fact that they're trying to keep everything outside. They got a little tent in the stands that they can go underneath. They've got a right underneath the overhang as you walk down the right field line of the concourse. They've got an area where they work out at. But everything is outside to try to mitigate COVID-19. And so that heat takes a toll on you, even though he's tried to move practices into the late afternoon and everything else. But he's going to have to get creative, as all managers, in trying to find a way to break this up so it's not just, come here, stretch, throw, live pitching, go home kind of thing. They're going to have to find some ways to make it a little bit more invigorating, I think, across Major League Baseball for the players. But the reason for that is that these guys are already in good shape, so they don't need to keep honing in on that. These guys look really good right now.
Chicago Cubs, I meant to say, 2 weeks from tonight. And then they'll play the White Sox over the course of the weekend.
I didn't even know. It's the Cubs on Wednesday and then the White
Wednesday,
Sox. Okay,
then,
I didn't even know that. I thought it was the White Sox on Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. They'll be in Chicago playing those games. You know what's interesting, Maxie, because with this virus-shortened season, pitchers can't reuse a baseball once it's been touched by their players. And you know what that means? No more around the horn. And you as an old pitcher, not an old pitcher, a former pitcher, no more around the horn. That's just part of the game, right? And all suddenly we can't do that.
Yeah. Yet. Yeah, I didn't experience that much because that only came after you recorded an out. But, baseball already had got to the point where, if the ball hits the dirt, it comes, as you know, Dave, it comes out of the game. They're throwing balls out left and right in Major League Baseball. It's just amazing. As soon as it touches anything that could be interpreted as defaced at all, they get rid of the ball. And so, and I don't know. I don't think that in this there's any speed-up rules, is there? I mean, because you're still going to have time between innings. So I don't think that the games will be played any quicker just because there's no fans in the stands that I can think of.
Yeah. And then the St. Paul Saints played their first home game of the year in Sioux Falls and lost to Sioux Falls. That's weird.
Yeah, they've been playing Sioux Falls since they got there. They happened to open against Sioux Falls by chance in road games to start it. And then they converted jerseys and played with the other ones. I don't know where this thing is going. I would think there'd be a little sense of optimism that they could get back and play at CHS Field with small crowds. And they'd certainly fill those small crowds rather quickly if they could do it. But right now, they're doing their thing. Sioux Falls is a hub city for them to play in, and it's just I watched some of the highlights the other night, and at least they're getting a season in. But the real crux of that whole league, of course, is to get a gate. You know, you got to have people coming through that are making money, because there's no TV or radio contracts that you can parlay into money. So you really need some gate money. So they're really just trying to survival mode right now, try to get through this year. Fortunately for the Saints, I talked to Mike Beck the other day. You know, they're a pretty well structured franchise in the way that they've handle themselves, and they've got cash on hand and some of that stuff, so they can survive it. But independent leagues aren't all run as well as the St. Paul Saints, so that puts some of them in jeopardy.
Thanks, Maxie. And Mike's back at 8:40, by the way, with more sports here on WCCO. Katie Thomas from the New York Times is up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.